Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove. On the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Shetty J, and it is Wednesday on Life After Dust, and y'all know that means Major Hump Day. So as a friendly reminder, every hump day is a reminder to remind you all that when you hump, please hump responsibly. There you go. Well, anyways, you know, I can't do it big without, you know, my other half, my better half of the show. My girl, Miss Urban Goddess, in the building. What's up, Urban?
Hey, I'm good. What's up, buddy?
Nothing much.
How are you?
It's pretty good, you know. It's haircut week. I need to get this wig switched.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. You know, most definitely glad to have you. You know, you weren't here yesterday, but
yes,
you were glad to have you back. But, you know, what some good news is, some good news that came out of that was, you getting out part of Team Blackberry?
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, there's no unfortunately. You can't even tell me. You can't tell me that you didn't miss Team Blackberry. You cannot tell me you
didn't. I did, but I miss my droid. You don't understand. My droid is like my life.
The Blackberry. Have you see, they got the new 06 operating system. It's, I mean, there you go. You know, you can do so much with that now.
No, I don't know.
Oh man. Well, we gonna do what we can do to get you to stay. We gotta crawl on our knees every day. It's like, please don't go. Yes. Today we got a very great show ahead of us because we got very, very special guests. And, you know, every hump day we have a very talented model come to the show, or anyone who's in the modeling fashion industry comes to the show or whatnot. And we're not going to do it any different because this time we're going to bring another beautiful model by the name of Rose Zeppelin, and she is a fabulous makeup artist, along with being a great model, and she's a great hustler, too, so big ups to her.
Yes.
All right, so I'm about to actually go to him. I think that's her on the line, so we're going to open up the line right now. That being said, what's up, Rose Zeppelin?
Hi, how are you guys?
Nothing much. What's good?
Here, about to start cooking dinner.
So you ain't bringing up. Make sure you bring up something, too, you know.
Any day. Just let me know.
I can't say no to a good home-cooked meal.
It's the best. It's the most appreciated as well.
Yeah.
Oh, so what you
thank
got?
Thank you guys so much for having me on the show today.
Oh,
shout
no
out
problem.
To my lovely
no
urban
problem.
Goddess.
Yes.
And Steady J. Thank you so much.
No problem.
And first off, for those that don't know, it's time for the great fact. the big fact about the two of them is that they both share something in common. They're both involved with District Magazine.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. I am their newly assistant.
Yeah.
So explain to us how it is. First off, you know, we just start from the beginning of the career, but, you know, I definitely want to touch on that. But, how is it working with District Magazine?
It's absolutely so much fun. It's busy. We have some great events coming up. I give them my team, the District Magazine, shout out, Get Your Weight Up, shout out. We just actually joined with DJ Live from 106 at Park. He's our official DJ now. So shout out to him and his manager, Riggs. So it's actually it's a great opportunity. It is busy. Chris does not play. He's always on me like, hey, I need this, I need that. I'm like, all right, I got it. So it's fun and it's a great experience. I can't complain. I look forward to the upcoming years and just keep doing what I do.
Okay, most definitely. Because, I mean, it was very crazy. Like, when I know in the Straight Business Facebook group, shout out to them. you know, I noticed that I was like, dang, I said, this City Magazine will take it over straight
yeah.
Business.
Yeah, just so yeah. You know. I met the same day I met Urban Goddess at the day of the casting. I actually met with them, and since then we hit it off, and now I'm their assistant. Guess no better.
Most definitely. All right, so Urban, I'm going to let Urban take the mic real quick. She knows a little bit about it. She can ask some tougher questions than me.
Yes, it's my specialty. All right. Of course, I got to ask you about how you got started and when.
Okay, so in the modeling field, I started when I was 15. I actually stopped at the age of 18 due to an incident with a photographer. So I took that time off. Since then, like, I matured, I wisened up, I grew up, basically. I became a woman, and I practiced through different types of work fields where I was looking for what it was that I wanted to do. I've, you know, gone from retail to bartending to dancing to cooking to reception work to paralegal work, like, everything, even medical assistant. And it wasn't as fun. You know, it was something that I appreciate because I learned a lot from it, but it's not as, I don't get the joy that I get when I'm doing the makeup and the modeling.
Yeah.
So I actually never thought that I would be a makeup artist or a model, and as far as career-wise, but I decided that I would do it a year and a few months ago. So now I'm doing it as a career, and I'm enjoying every bit of my life.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, most definitely. So, taking all that too, what makeup? You know, you say you love doing makeup, and of course, modeling, as we've seen pictures upon pictures. What would you say is, first off, on the modeling side, like, what would you say is probably one of the best photographers that you done a shoot for?
Don't put me on the spot now.
She does it all the time.
You're gonna have all the photographers hitting me up like, oh really? Really? I don't like to choose a favorite photographer. I think that I am honored and I am blessed to have worked with all the photographers that I have done so far, and I look forward to working with many more. I think everyone, every photographer has a special technique, and it's just a blessing to be able to work with the photographers that I have. So I won't choose a favorite, but I love them all.
All right, so let me change
that. Good answer.
Change that question to make it a little easier. As far as ones you work with, what great techniques of each one did you like about them? There we go.
Okay, so it's a long list, but my favorite part of working with the photographer is the relationship that is built after meeting them and working with them. So some are more tough, some are more focused in the sense that they already know what they want and it is what it is. And there's some that are willing to work with you in the sense of creating art together. And that's one main thing that I love about a photographer is their open mind and their willingness to listen to what the model input is. And not only that, but some have like awesome lenses with the lighting. It's amazing. Some have like this Photoshop where they'll make one made me look like I was invading the Bronx like an alien, which I love. You know, I don't have that certain style in the sense that all I do is glamour, all I do is eye candy. No, I like to do everything. I'll put a fake third arm on me or something. I don't care. I'm willing to just create art, and that's what it is. That's what it's all about for me, is creating the art. So that's what I like about the photographers, is their open mind stated, and they're willing to be creative.
All right, most definitely. All right, I'm gonna take the next question.
I wanted to know, like, what would be, like, the next goal? Because I know district is, like, a big step for you. Like, what would be, like, the next step for you?
Good question. Doing what I do basically opened up the opportunity to work with District Magazine, and I'm focusing on that and moving forward with that and doing what I have to do. At the end of the day, I want to be known for what it is I do. I consider myself, you know, many would label me as far as a model or makeup artist, so whatnot, but I look at myself as a versatile artist. I can do a little bit of everything, and I'm always willing to learn. So as far as what I want to do at the end, I want to just get out there. I want to be known. I want you to know what I do. I want to teach you what I know, and I want to learn from you as well. So that's what it is. I just want to be in the entertainment business and in the industry, and everyone's going to know about me.
Yes, of course.
And I'm gonna do a photo shoot with you too, Urban Goddess.
Yeah, we definitely gotta set that up. We were talking about that. We gotta set that up for sure.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Exclusive. So you know.
Oh man. So yeah.
That's awesome.
So you also do dancing too, and you actually danced with one of the past guests on the show, ICC and Jay Ava. Like, how was it like, being involved with those two there?
Oh, wow. It's such a liberating experience. Like, they're an absolutely amazing duo. Like, ICC has his own style of rapping, and Jay Ava has an amazing voice. And them together, you know, the work that they put out, it's amazing. So for me to even be considered the official dancer, it's an honor, you know. Like, sometimes I can't believe it, because a lot of the gigs, like, not so long ago we opened up for Flambe, which is a Spanish duo there, like reggaeton, and Zion and Lennox, which is another Spanish reggaeton. So it's an amazing experience, because there I'm just dancing, I'm letting, you know, dancing to me is a passion. So it's like, you know, I mentioned before, it's my poetry. I speak through it. And just, you know, to be able to dance with some, it's absolutely, it's great. And we have fun times. We have fun times.
Definitely. All right, so we're going to take a quick take a music break and then come back. So we got to take a quick breather. And this is actually a track by ICC and J. Alvis, Insane. And we'll be right back after this track right here on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Teddy J, my great co-host with the Moses, Miss Urban Goddess, and our special guest, Rose Zeppelin. Let's go.
Nonprofit organization reaching out to our young adults from the age of 13 to 24, and it's something that many people should look out for. What we do is we reach out to those teens that aren't able to have that output on as far as self-esteem, bullying, learning, you know, certain fashions, the upcoming topics that are out there now. And we like to hear the voices of our young adults, and many don't realize that a lot of our experiences in life start from that age, from high school and everything. So, you know, a lot of the suicide rates are young adults. So we're trying to help out there and have that place where if you don't know what to do or where to go, or you just want to let your mind, you know, just breathe and just say what it is that you have to say and have that ear, we there for you. So I'm also honored to be part of that team. And you can find them on Facebook, New Urban Heights, just how you spell it. And shout out to the executive producer, Xiomara. I love her, girl.
Shout out to New York. Man, y'all got a lot of great things. Y'all got a lot of big things going on as far as giving back. A couple months ago, we had my boy from MTV, Charlie B, who does the New York art site. He was on here.
Yes.
And, it's crazy. Y'all really got a lot of big things going up there. And it's, a lot of people don't realize when it comes to being successful, it's not just grinding for money and whatnot. It's about how you get back to the community, because sometimes that people remember that. They go, oh, yeah, I got definitely support this dude. He was supporting the community. Now it's time for me to give that can help him out.
Exactly. Shout out to Charlie B. I met him. He's an awesome guy. Funny, too.
Yeah, he's not as crazy as they say, as they try to put him out there.
Well, when I first met him, we had the only photo shoot, and it was so fun. We were just bugging out. He's not crazy. He's not crazy, but he is a funny character.
Yeah,
awesome person.
All right, so Urban, take the mic.
Yes. Well, when it comes to collaborations, like, what would be, like, your dream collaboration, whether it be with a nonprofit org, like, a perfect makeup client or photographer magazine along those lines, who would it be?
Oh, wow. You guys are really putting me on the spot. Okay, let's see. Well, as mentioned before, you know, I am blessed to work with the many makeup artists, hairstylists, and photographers out there. I won't choose a favorite, but I would really love to do, I would really like to collaborate with my biggest inspiration in the makeup artist field, which is Candy Johnson. Many know her, many don't. She's a makeup artist, and she does a lot of blogging and YouTube streams. And I remember one time when I was in the office on my computer, I will always look at her YouTubes and just listen to her. She's a really big inspiration. Like, she's just not a makeup artist. She inspires people to do what it is that they love. And what I love about her is that she makes sure that everyone knows she's just as human as everyone else. She goes, she has her problems, and even with her, you know, her problems, she still puts that smile on her face. And she does what she has to do. She's another grinder that, you know, absolutely amazing person. So I would love to do a collaboration with her. And who else? I don't know. I just want to work with everybody. I just want to work with everyone. But she's my biggest inspiration in the makeup field. So give her a shout out.
Okay, I got to put you on the spot. I got to put you on the spot some more. Two more put you on the spot questions. One is, I know I peeked on your like page actually on Facebook. You were talking about you're about to release your website soon.
Yes, I like that you checked out my stuff. It's good to know people look at my fan page. Yes, I'm actually about to put out my official website. A friend of mine, her name is Vicky, awesome designer. She's setting it up. And I just gave her my press kit, and she's working on it. So please keep an eye out on that. You're going to definitely see a lot of photo shoots that I refuse to put on Facebook. Not that Facebook is bad, you know, because Facebook so far, you know, has done nothing but show me love. And I appreciate all the supporters and family, friends, everyone. I appreciate everyone on Facebook because it is a huge networking site. But certain pictures you just cannot put on Facebook because you also have those haters that want to report that that you're being, you know, inappropriate when in actuality, come on, step back a little, laugh, and look at the art. That appreciate it. So in my official website, you will see tons of work that I have not posted, and you'll learn more about me. And once the site goes up, all my work will go there.
Well, I'll be waiting for you, because Urban playing with me too with your website business too. I'm not sure how I'm suffering
from this. You see her work?
Yes,
I really got her work. I'm like, go ahead, girl. Look at you. I see you, Urban. I see you.
She go from woman in the kitchen cooking food, half naked, to dominatrix, to on the beach, to on the piano. I'm like, dang.
And then what I love is that she's so versatile as well.
Yes.
She didn't limit herself. And that's
exactly that
creative mind. I just love it. Love it. Big fan of yours, Urban.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Okay. And my last question, of course, is a two-part question. question
here we go.
From first part, here you go. Brace yourself. as far as, like, when dudes try to walk up to you, and because, of course, being a model, especially when you really up there in the public guys being a model, you're definitely going to get it. What's, like, some of the worst pickup lines that guys try to use against you?
Oh my god. Wow. You know what? Everyone, listen. I don't even know what to say. Just guys have their own way of approaching females.
Mm-hmm.
That some can be very disrespectful. Some, I just, you know what? I laugh. I don't know. They come up with the. Let me see. I can't even come up with any off the top of my head. Damn.
You know what I got to do to her, Urban? You know what I'm going to do to her?
Oh, the thinking music?
God. Yeah, I'm going to give her some thinking music. In a bit, at all.
My
thinking music up.
I can't even come up with any. Thank you very much.
I can't even come up with anything. Y'all can't hot. Y'all gonna take a chick from the show on Monday. Y'all see me. I mentioned I used one of the worst ones myself the other day. So. Don't repeat it, Urban. Don't even repeat it.
Please do. I think it's time to put Jay J on the spot.
I know, right? I can't do that.
I think it's about that time.
Oh, no.
I don't even know if it has ever been done before, but I think it's about that time.
Oh, no.
I won't put him on the spot. I'll be good.
You said you gotta go kiss Monday.
He looks like he's the one that's gonna get back up to.
Huh? Oh no! I'm gonna make him. If they gonna listen to the recording, they gonna find out what I said. I'm just gonna make him go hunt for it. I ain't gonna make it easy on him.
I hear that.
Okay, the very last one. This one is crazy. As far as What's the best thing that God actually done for you, actually? What's the best thing? Yeah, that guy. When a guy tried to approach you, what's the best thing that he's done? Because, you know, of course, you know the worst ones, but sometimes the very great ones stick out in your head the most.
The ones that actually tried, you know, to get to know me as a person, not all about the, you know, the goodies and, you know, the pictures. But I remember asking a friend of mine, really close friend of mine, and I asked him, I was like, what is the sexiest outfit you feel a woman can have in her closet? Now, you have those that say song or launch or nothing. But mm-hmm. his response was a nice complimenting gown that has like this open back that it's just I could actually picture it in a photo. And it wasn't about, you know, the showing what we have, like that yeah. eye candy. And I appreciate that. I was like, wow, I'm over here thinking you're going to say a thong or a lingerie. But he proved me wrong, and I appreciate that. So shout out to Hester Paniagua. Good answer. And I feel that the males that try to get to know the female about her mind, you know, not mm-hmm. appreciate that the women, we are smart. Models are smart. And, oh, goodness, I have to say models do eat because I love to eat.
Exactly.
I went out with someone, oh, I know you're going to order a salad. No. I want my steak. I want my bread. I love to eat. So mm-hmm. it's more about getting to know the female and what she has and her mental, not about mm-hmm. just her looks. So I truly appreciate that. A true gentleman.
That goes to two reactions I have to say to that. One, that's the reason why the whole Dust of My Mouth thing got started in the first place, because everyone always thinks, oh, man, she looks good. But they don't focus on though the fact that, and that's why I always go to the ones that don't act like, you know, what else are you trying to do besides, as far as with your modeling, what's your
exactly.
plan? And when you hear them, the way they describe stuff, this is how mm-hmm. they describe their plan. You can tell the way their mindset is. And it's like, okay.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. That's the whole point. That's why Dust of My Mind was started in the very first place. Because I just, really, at the end of the day, people need to focus that, you know, it is the beauty that we pay attention to, but also to remember that These are powerful women that help mold our world.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then the other part to what you said too, somebody knows, a lot of people always ask, like, man, you cool a lot of strippers, man, da, da, da. You know, and me, you know, many questions, am I gonna say that would I want to do something with ones I'm cool with? Yes, but at the same time too, let me put this point there too. The thing is, a lot of people don't get to talk to them and just be cool with them because they talk to them like they're strippers. They don't talk to them like they're a regular person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They talk to them like, oh, yeah, man, I just take it. Oh, man, I like the girl that was stripping last night, such and such. Instead of talking
mm-hmm.
to her like, dang, shit, at the end of the day, she's still a woman at the end of the day. She just make her money a whole other way. So at the end of the day, treat them like everyone else wants to be treated. There you go.
Exactly. Doesn't, you know, many, you know, don't get me wrong, many women put themselves out there and they degrade themselves. But it's that boundary of degrading and doing what it is that you have to do to get ahead. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
I give props to all the, you know, to strippers, to, you know, these models that actually show more than what others do, but I don't put them down. You know, I give them props. You know, or cause that, you know, here are girls stripping. Of course, with the closed-minded society that many people have, they feel that, you know, oh, she's a hoe or she's sleazy or she's easy. But you don't know that she's stripping to make that money to pay for her college, that she can't get full financial aid and she can't have that co-sign up, you know, sign her, you know, the financial grant that she, or the loan that she's, you know, trying to get. So she's trying to do what she has to do. You know, she
mm-hmm.
may not have that credit. She may not have that, you know, hand that helps her out. What if she doesn't know her parents? You know, no one knows anyone's story. Like, there's this post that they put on Facebook where, oh, you know, when you see a 15-year-old with a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a hoe. She's easy. You don't know if she was raped and she decided to keep that kid. You don't know, you know, you don't know the women's story. So don't be quick to judge them by what it is that they do. But unfortunately, that's what many do, you know, especially with, you know, our African-American beautiful women and our Hispanics. somehow, some way, we're limited and categorized to just do eye candy modeling.
Exactly.
You know, like, we have to be that size 0 to 2, and no.
Mm-mm.
Or, because I'm short, I'm 5'5", and I can't do a fashion runway.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, you put a 5-inch stiletto on me, I will work that runway better than anyone else. Like, come
Damn.
On. You know, like, don't categorize and don't sell anyone else short, because you don't
exactly.
know what they're capable of doing. Give that person an opportunity. So there is, you know, there is a project that I have coming up that I won't say yet, but I definitely would like Urban Goddess to be a part of, and Seti, you too. So we will
of
definitely
course.
Speak more about that. And you know, we just got to give that opportunity and just see what it is that these women, and also
yeah.
males, because they are male models, and, you know, some just feel like they could do the Chippendale, and they can't do that. Like, come on. So it,
yeah.
I mean, this would be like a 5-hour show if you keep me talking on that subject. I won't shut up.
Okay.
I'm like,
All right, so what we're going to do, go ahead and let everyone know how they can keep up with everything you got going on.
You can go on my Facebook, the fan page, which is facebook.com/, let's see how I spelled it, because you know how. Okay, I spelled it as NessRosePepelinMua model. So, as my name there, that's the name that I used to go by, but because I had more than 100, I wasn't able to change the spelling and the name I go by as far as, you know, in the career. So, it's Ness Rose Zeppelin, a makeup artist model. You can check me out there, and please keep www.rozepepelin.com. I will have a launch party, and I will let you guys know once it's going to be launched. That's my official website. You could also go to Dipstick Magazine, which is DipstickMag on their Facebook. Check the work that we're doing there. You could also go to Facebook, New Urban Heights. You could check out work there. Also have Blood Manor. It's a haunted house. I better see you guys. In October, it starts, first day is October 7th, so if someone's ever scared you so bad and you want to get back at them, bring them our way, we will definitely do that job for you. What else? Twitter.
Yes.
We have Twitter. Follow me. I follow back. I want to get to those, you know, 6-digit followers that I see many people with. Right now, I'm still at 3, but it's my goal. So follow me at Twitter, Rozeppelin. And where else? You can attach me. Google
Dusty,
Google me. Go on Google.
We got DustyBombModelGroup.blogspot.com. You can find all her links there, too.
Yeah.
We got an all-in-one spot. So if you want to find her Facebook, it's there. If you want to find her website, it's going to be there. All the links, you just go click. There you
click,
go.
Click, like, follow. That's it. It's all about networking. And we go on. How do you spell the website? It's www.blogtalkradio.com. You got to go there. Check me out there. Where else?
And last night, duskspot.com.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Seti J and Urban Goddess. Thank you so much for having me on the show. You guys are amazing.
You're welcome, Mama.
Great questions. They put me on the spot. Left me speechless. Even had to put the thinking song on. So definitely had a good time, and we better collaborate soon.
Yes,
I
got
will.
You.
Most definitely. All right, is it rolling out? Y'all know y'all can follow me over on twitter.com/SetiJDust. Heck, if you go there, you can find pretty much everything. You can find a link to my website, and then my website has everything involved with me. So I'll be here all day telling you all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Urban Goddess, where can they follow you at?
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter, UrbanGoddessNYC. Facebook is the same thing. Facebook.com/UrbanGoddessNYC.
See, that was nice. That's nice, simple, cute.
Yes.
I got to go have a paragraph.
And that leads us with, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J or there's a...
Goddess.
Or there's a Rose Zeppelin. God, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, Say Jane, the beautiful Urban Goddess. Shout out to our special guest, Miss Rose Zeppelin. And tomorrow we got a very, very great artist. Ladies, try to fan yourselves off. Because every time I've heard about Camacho, I always hear that ladies go crazy over him. So my boy Camacho over in Connecticut will be on the show tomorrow. And we'll be chopping up with him as far as how he got all the awards he's got so far for his music and whatnot. So, yeah, definitely come check out tomorrow's show. And find out why he goes by the Lady Killer as well. We'll find out what that's about. All right. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.